So this is where we left off last week, that the first things a person can fulfill right away, even before leaving his home, to go daven, are these mitzvot of thought. Kshiyotze mipetach beito yomar. When a person leaves his home, he should say, "Hareini mistakel b'mezuzah shenikva bebayit zeh." I'm looking at the mezuzah that was established in this home, or if it's his home, I'll say biveiti. Lekayem mitzvat asei, to fulfill the biblical commandment, the positive commandment that my Creator commanded me in His Torah. Likvam mezuzah bebayit, to establish a mezuzah in the home. Ordinarily, people put up a mezuzah and they forget all about it. So he's telling us that when we leave our home, we should pause, look at the mezuzah, and say that I'm looking at the mezuzah that was established. I put it in my home to fulfill this biblical commandment that the Torah says, "Uchtavtam al mezuzot b'techo v'sherecha." We should write these parshios of Shema and Behoyam Shemoa, the basics of Jewish faith, that God created the world, He's the only God. And if we fulfill His words, He'll make it good for us. And if not, not. God said we should write these two parshas at the entrance to our home. That's the mezuzah. And he places his finger on the mezuzah. And he kisses his finger, as our sages instituted. And I'm doing this to fulfill the biblical commandments that the Torah commands us to listen to the rabbis. And the rabbis instituted that we kiss the mezuzah as we pass it. Now it's interesting. This is brought in the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you should kiss mezuzah when you enter and you leave. The Rama brings it. So everyone knows that Rav Avadia Yosef is a very strong supporter of everyone's following the Shulchan Aruch. And that everyone has to go with what the Shulchan Aruch says, because he was the chief rabbi of Israel. And the custom in Israel was to follow the Shulchan Aruch. So that's Rav Avadia's opinion on almost all issues. The story is told, I don't know if it's true, that a person, a young scholar, came to Rav Avadia Yosef to be tested for smicha. And he entered the room, and Rav Avadia looked at him, and he said, "Come back tomorrow." And the guy came back tomorrow, and Rav Avadia said, "I'm not testing you." So the guy said, "Why not?" So he said, "You didn't kiss the mezuzah." So he said, but I'm Sfardi. That's in the Ramah. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch." So Rav Avadia said, "Okay, if you don't kiss the mezuzah, because it doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch, then I'm not testing you." That's what they say. I don't know if the story is true. But kissing the mezuzah isn't written in the... It's not dated back to the Mishnah, but it is a custom that is brought in Shulchan Aruch. So he brings over here that when a person walks out, he should take note. I'm fulfilling the biblical commandment of having a mezuzah on my doorpost, and give it a kiss. Now, it is brought that kissing the mezuzah is like a protector. There are different verses that one can say when he leaves the home and say, ask the mezuzah to protect him. So we had a neighbor who was very, very frum, and she would leave her kids unattended, but if she had to leave, she'd stop and kiss the mezuzah I don't know how many times and say all kinds of incantations and then say, "God, you're protecting my kids," and leave. So thank God her kids came out okay, but I wouldn't do that. Bazara, it's true, it does say that it's a protector of the mezuzah, but to leave kids unattended.
I've read many places it specifically says the mezuzah is not a protector, and don't think it is because it's not.
No, we say that one should preferably put the mezuzah on the outer doorpost because it does protect, as it protects from all kinds of bad spirits. It says even in Hilchos Mezuzah, you want later on we'll look it up. When a person enters the hallway, he's at the end room, before he enters the shul, he should pause a little bit. A person shouldn't enter abruptly to the home of the king of the world, meaning the shul. Before entering shul, one should wash his hands and say, "Behold, I am washing my hands for prayer." As our sages instituted, before each prayer, a person should go out and wash his hands from a vessel. And our sages aligned it with the verse that says, "I wash in cleanliness my hands, and then I surround your altar, God." And this is a fulfillment of the biblical commandments to listen to the rabbis. And as he's pausing there before entering the shul, and when he's in the end room outside, he should say, "Ribono shel Olam, Master of the world, in the merit of the three forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I come to pray my prayer before you. Uvizchutam talet tfilati, and in their merit, my prayer should go up. Tfilat avyon, the prayer of a pauper like me, should come up l'rachmim ul'ratzon lifnei kiseich vodecha, and it should be, find compassion and favor before your heaven, your honorary throne. V'ta'aleh v'titnaseh l'chet al roshcha, and it should go up and be exalted as a crown on your head. Al yedei matat sar apnim. By the angel, Matat, who is the angel within. Where's David? So I don't know what any of this means, but that's what it says. V'achav yomar pasuk, David elokim nalech baragish, and afterwards he should say the verse, in the home of God we walk with excitement, perush yorgish b'atzmo, v'beit mi u'nichnas. And this is so a person should feel, whose home am I entering? I'm entering God's home. V'tzich sheikanes b'radan. A person is supposed to enter a synagogue with awe, with fear. V'yomar, and a person should say, v'ani b'rov chastra vo v'itecha, and I, out of your great kindness, I come to your home. I bow to your holy sanctuary, to your holy heichal, out of fear of you. And behold, I'm entering our small temple. The prophet says, God says, when the temple is destroyed, I make them a miniature temple out in exile, and that is our shuls. I'm entering the synagogue with awe and fear. From the one who placed his name in the temple, v'tzivan l'kei mitzvat l'asei, and commanded us to fulfill the positive commandment, l'ira min ha-mikdash, to fear the temple, sh'ne'emar u'mikdashi tirah, as the verse states, have fear of my temple. So, you know, we'll read two more sentences. U'miyad b'ikanso yishtachve k'neged ha'echal, and once, and just as a person enters shul, he should bow opposite the heichal, towards the where the sef Torah is. V'yomar, and he should say, matovu alecha Yaakov, how great are your tents, Jacob. Hashem ahavti me'on beitecha, Hashem, I love the place, your home, and where you make your shechina present. V'ani tfilati lecha Hashem et ratzon, and I, my prayer should be before you at a time of goodwill. And I am bound before Hashem, may His name be blessed and exalted, and I accept upon myself the prohibition that Hashem commanded me in His holy Torah, not to bow to other gods, even though those gods aren't served that way. But the Torah prohibits us from bowing to any god. And a person is thinking this as he's bowing to Hashem when he enters shul. So this is a way of remembering this mitzvah in the Torah also. The Torah says you're not allowed to bow to other gods.
Other people don't bow to other gods? What does he mean?
Meaning there's a way of service of each god. Baal Par, maybe they didn't bow to. Maybe all they did was go to the bathroom in front of that god. But nonetheless, we say that there are four acts of service that are prohibited in front of any god. The actions that are specific to that god are prohibited doing to that god. Markulis, they would serve by throwing a rock at it. So it's prohibited to throw a rock at Markulis. If you want to throw a rock at Buddha, so okay, that's not the way you serve Buddha. You could throw a rock. But there are four actions that we say they constitute actions of service to any god. One of them is bowing. The other one is libation, pouring wine before him. The next one is burning incense before it, and bringing a sacrifice. And that's what the verse states, lo tshtachve lehem v'lo ta'avdim. When a person bows, when he enters shul, so he's suggesting that a person should have in mind, I'm fulfilling the biblical commandment of having fear, honor of Hashem, and at the same time I'm remembering that I'm prohibited from doing these four actions before any other god.
Well, just out of curiosity, what is it, like it's permitted, or it's just not like technically, you technically can't be punished or whatever? If you, let's say, however unlikely it would be that you would do this, but like, there's a certain guy that's served one way, and you're weird, and you serve it a totally different way that it's not served, it's not